This episode of How Was Your Run Today is being sponsored by
Newmark Grubb Knight Frank. Newmark Grubb Knight Frank is one of the world's leading commercial real estate brokerage and advisory firms. Whether your business is a small tech or service firm looking to grow into professional space, or an established multi-city business with operations everywhere, NGFK can help you navigate the market and empower you to make optimal real estate decisions for your company. Executive Managing Director David Martell and his team have advised firms of all sizes on their leases, from 400,000 square feet to as little as 1,500 square feet, and they've sold some of Boston's most iconic properties, such as the Hancock Tower, Converse Headquarters, and 699 Boylston Street, which sits right at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Hey, Peter, I've run past that building.
Yeah, the one time you did, Brian. The one time.
For more information about Newmark Grubb Knight Frank, call 617-863-8525. Again, Peter, that's 617-863-8525, or visit ngkf.com.
Newmark Grubb Knight Frank. Global presence, local expertise. Oh my gosh, Brian.
Peter, just because we're back doesn't mean summer's over.
Oh my gosh, no, but...
it just means it's a new show.
I love it how you've been away.
Yeah.
I've been manning the HWRIT phone lines, and I'm catching all the flack.
And t-shirt manufacturing.
And manufacturing.
Plant.
And silk screening factory. And I've been handling the angry phone calls of, when's the new show? When's the new show? When's the new show?
Oh, really? Because all I hear is, I love Summer Rewind. I never knew those episodes existed. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, that's because it's your show and I'm just a guest player.
Oh, I'm so glad that you came to this show.
Brian, how has all of your runs been? Because I can tell you that I'm on the injury deck.
Yeah.
I'm nursing an Achilles heel issue. I'm fighting a summer cold. In general, I have lethargy.
Lethargy?
Lethargic.
Let me ask you a question related to all of that.
Go ahead.
You know, we did three Summer Rewind shows.
Three in a row, baby.
I hope that whoever hadn't heard those programs before enjoyed them.
I hope so too.
And were enlightened.
That's why.
I liked going back to the archives.
I agree.
Now, there was a photo in the first one.
Saw that.
Of yourself in a pool looking very summery.
It's the second one, technically.
The second one. It was absolutely, I said, now that is a Summer Rewind picture. You're held up by pool noodles.
Important pool noodles.
And you're lying in the pool looking very relaxed. But let me ask you a question. I thought that there was some sort of Photoshop glitch that your toenails looked black. And I said, well, you know, Peter has had many running affectations and injuries, but yes. I've never known him to have the famous black toenails that many runners have. But you told me it wasn't a glitch.
No, while I have had the occasional toenail or so go south for the winter during marathon training, no, what you're seeing there in the photo, if you blow it up big, is it's actually a midnight blue nail polish.
To be specific.
Yeah, I had a little petty done.
Oh, nail polish.
You had a little petty.
Yeah, how does that happen to a middle-aged man?
It's just a little something for me.
There's more to this story.
There really is not that much more. There's not much more. Social media guru Anna Brooks' daughter thought it was we were on vacation in the middle of July, and she thought, hey, I got this nail polish. Yeah. Do you want it? And I said, yeah.
Of course. Why wouldn't I? Vacation. Who would ever see this?
And it's possible that social media guru Anna Brooks has a matching set.
Oh, that's very nice.
She did a very nice job.
Well, I have a similar story. One time at my job, we were creating an electronic press kit. You know what that is, Peter?
EPK.
EPK. So we had done some great work, and we were creating some video segments to give out to the news so they would play it during their new shows. Give them some visuals, if you will.
Sure.
So we were putting this together very fast.
Yes.
And so I sat down at a computer and some other equipment to look like I was doing the job that needed to be done.
Little hand insert.
And this is when my kids were rather young, and I looked down at my fingers and realized that the night before we had, I have two girls, a little girl party.
Was it manicure night?
And
did you have a high gloss?
I don't remember what color it was, but I remember looking down at two of my fingers and seeing nail polish on them.
Yeah.
And very consciously and self-consciously curling them under my hand
to hide
so
it.
That as this hired film crew was in the office filming me, I looked like I was typing with three fingers on each hand because the other ones were painted.
This was before Middle America could handle such a thing.
This is what I'm saying.
Now we'd be fine.
Now we expect that.
Brian.
You know, I do know people who paint their toenails to cover the black toenails, though.
Well, I was thinking about that. It was sort of a precautionary thing, but I'm not really training at all right now.
What's happening with you?
My Achilles tendon on the old left foot has decided to be in pain.
Janky?
It's more than janky.
Crankle.
And then I have an overcompensated crankle going on the right one because I'm sure my gait is all off and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then you're going to run into pelvis hip issues.
I'm trying to stay away from the pelvis area at this time.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm laying down a lot, as the noodle picture in the pool suggested.
Laying in a pool is a good thing to do.
And hot dogs and beer are finding their way into my mouth. So it's a self-fulfilling spiral of just decay.
Do you know,
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
This is the beginning of your New York City marathon training.
Yeah. Ouch.
Coming right up, right?
You might as well just stop playing the fanfare from here on out. No, I'm going to the doctor
this week.
You're
raising money.
I'm raising money.
To do this race.
I'm doing very well. I'm almost to a third of my goal.
Oh my!
Thanks to
congratulations.
Everyone. Thank you to everyone who's given so far. Thanks to all those who are considering it and may do so.
People who have done this, fundraising for a race is a really big deal. It's almost more difficult in some ways. It is as much work as the actual training.
That's right.
And I thank you to everybody who's contributed to this.
And if you have not yet contributed and are interested in, we'll make sure to put the link on Facebook, as we often do, and we'll put a link directly on the website. I think that might be easiest.
Send Peter to New York.
And I can go and speed walk through it.
Hey, well,
I think one way or the other I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But let's get to the doctor this
why
week.
Why are we already...
Because I'm very depressed.
I'm depressed. No. You're taking the Tom Holland method.
I am.
And in the first week of training,
I'm calling out my excuse.
You're calling out your excuse for not PRing, finishing.
Have an 8-hour marathon.
Folks, this is an actual strategy that some coaches give you.
I'm not the only one.
Early on in your training, already prepare excuses for not getting for what essentially you verbaled. If you say like, well, I want to run.
Oh, right. I want to beat my 4:18. I want to beat my 4:18.
Beat my time, or I want to place in
sure
my
thing.
Age bracket or something like that. Oh, yeah. But you come up with an excuse.
Yes. Early.
You've practiced.
And I'm doing well with it.
You can say to the cameras right
away. I've had 3 weeks to come up with this, and I'm enjoying it.
So sore Achilles. No, but that's troubling because
it's tough.
Everyone I know who has blown their Achilles and had the subsequent surgery has said, well, I knew for a few weeks beforehand it was really, really tight. So I'll be interested to see what the doctor says this week.
And the joke is when I use it, when I go for a 3 or a 4 miler, it feels great. It feels like $1 million. If I sit at my desk for 2 or 3, 4 hours in a row, and then I go stand up to go get some water, that's when it feels like it's about to come right off.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's a thing. It's all good. And listen, hey, the 1-2 punch of that and you not being around and me just sitting in a room by myself pressing play on pre-recorded shows.
Listen,
that's fine.
Setting up the summer rewinds.
What people don't know about the summer rewinds is every time they download it or press play on it, it's me in a room pressing play for them individually. That's how I've spent the last 3 weeks.
It's like
in real time. Playing the shows for them.
It's like as if you go to watch a movie on Netflix and Peter's reaching for the old VHS.
I'm putting them right in the deck.
And it's saying 47 Madison Street. Yep. And you're,
send through the tube.
St. Louis, Missouri.
In through the
and
tube.
And you're pressing the VHS in. And when you get that little circle that says a cycling.
Enjoy that one, Mr. Jonas in Missouri.
That's right.
I'm playing this for you. Well, I eat Ben and Jerry's.
That's Peter.
With my shirt off.
He's putting the VHSs in the old machine to let you see your Netflix.
Enough of this, Brian. Tell me, how was your run for the last 3 weeks?
Well, a lot of my running was cross-training, let me tell you.
Okay.
The artist in residence, Andrea Bunnygould, has also been suffering from an ankle injury, and I hope it's getting better. It's slowly been getting better, but she has done an amazing amount of cycling. And she, like myself, has been a little hesitant to get out on the roads. Trails are one thing, bike paths are another, which we're silly with bike paths here in eastern Massachusetts. Like many places, we've grown up and realized like, all those abandoned rail beds should probably be bike and run and walking and running paths. So we're getting there, folks.
Fabulous.
But she said, you know what, Brian, you're right. Let me get out on my bike. And she's been putting in some serious road miles on our 20-year-old fixed frame, no shocks, early 90s mountain bikes.
17 speed, 18 speed, 15.
21 speeds.
21.
21 speeds. Her chain falls off regularly because they're old. They can't really be maintained. They don't make these components anymore. And so, but, you know, we really haven't been riding that much. Like, we break them out for a couple of weeks in the summer during vacation. That was about it. But these this last month or so has been exciting because that's been a different kind of cross training than I've done. I love biking. I used to do a lot of mountain biking, but I've really dropped it off in the last, I don't know, well, 10 years or so. But in any case, so we've done a lot of biking.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. We've done some hiking.
Okay.
I hiked three mountains this week.
Oh, yeah.
And we were supposed to do, now, this was the most interesting thing that I held secret from you.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So this morning.
Let me sit down.
Wait, sit down, please.
I've been suspended from the ceiling to help my Achilles.
Mission Impossible style.
I'm good.
Okay. So what was supposed to happen last day of my vacation today was that I was to wake up, Andrew and I were to wake up at our friend's house in northern New Hampshire at 2:30 in the morning, have a little coffee and a little peanut butter toast.
Start it up.
Get in the car.
Yep.
Drive to the base of Mount Washington.
Okay.
There meet several hundred people.
Yes.
Who are bringing 16 adaptive athletes in various forms of wheelchairs and other equipment.
Right.
And be a team to help these athletes walk up the auto road
of
Mount Washington, the tallest mountain, I believe, in New England. Certainly the worst weather in the world. That is right. Highest winds, most terrible weather in the world, which they've done this for many years. They've only been had to cancel twice. And unfortunately, this was a year which they canceled. We got up at 2:30 in the morning.
This happened today?
Yeah, and got the email at 2:30 while we were getting our gear ready that the sustained winds were 55 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the summit was completely fogged in, and they said it was just too dangerous and it wasn't going to lift. And so when we got, and there was a backup plan. The backup plan was to spend 2 hours on cross-country skiing trails there at the base, the Pinkham Notch base of Mount Washington, which, you know, is certainly a disappointment because that's not summiting Mount Washington at sunrise, which is crazy, and I was really excited about it. But in any case, we did it. We got all the athletes were there. They were in their chairs. They were really excited. Teams of anywhere from 10 to 20 people for each athlete were there because most of these folks are not really participating in the traditional sense. They're not moving their chairs. We're doing it for them.
Sure.
So they're enjoying the ride while about seven people at a time are actually moving the chairs, either in this case down the trail or up the mountain. And it was a big fundraiser. They raised, I think it was $86,000 for this group that does adaptive sports for people with disabilities, including golf and skiing. And so if you're ever in northern New Hampshire and you see someone on a chair with two people or somebody who's strapped in the back of a bike and enjoying a bike ride, it's probably that program called Adaptive Sports Partners in northern New Hampshire. And it was a really great experience.
Wow,
and
great.
While we were bummed out, we didn't get to summit Mount Washington, and the fog never lifted. On the bottom is beautiful, 60 degrees and sunny at the base where we were doing our little walks through the woods, and the summit never cleared.
And how late in the day were you there till?
Till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it still hadn't cleared.
So from we started at 8:00. We would have started at 4:30, but we started at 8:00 with the backup plan.
Wow.
And it never cleared up top. We never saw the top of Mount Washington the whole time. So in any case, that was going to be my little surprise for you, but we wound up getting weathered out, and it was still a great event though. So the only other thing I wanted to tell you, Peter.
Okay.
Is that I did hike some mountains. That was very exciting. Another story about Andrea. She has been hiking in those Five Finger shoes for years.
Gross.
Right?
Gross.
She loves them.
Because you
can feel the trail.
I don't want to feel it.
In any case, because of this Mount Washington hike,
yep.
She said, all right, I'm going to break out the hiking boots. I want a little more support. I want to make sure I'm helping with the wheelchair and everything. And so she brought him out. We were going to hike a mountain called Mount Chocorua in New Hampshire, which is a pretty good hike. It's 4.5 miles Ooh. Each way.
Wow.
And it is it's a bare granite top, so you get 365 views up there. It's fantastic.
360 degree.
What did I say?
365, meaning you could do it every single day of the year, which is good, and you should. But I think you meant 360 degree because you were up at 2:30 this morning, and that's all I'm thinking.
I'm running a little sleep deprived today.
That's okay. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm recording a little sleep deprived.
That's why we're doing this.
Okay. So the long story short is that she puts on her 15-year-old hiking shoes because she's been wearing alternative footwear all this
the whole
time. 1 mile into the with the kids and
yes,
her right Vibram sole her of foot, the hiking
her,
boot.
Her foot falls off.
She's like, "What's flopping back there? What's stuck to my sole?"
Oh, really? It does. It falls apart.
Oh, it's the sole rips off.
Oh my gosh!
And she says, "Well, I can power through this."
No, don't do that.
With just you know the
don't do
the,
that.
The liner.
No.
30 seconds later,
you're in the hospital.
The left sole
goes
rips off. I've wow. never seen anything like
that's
this.
That's amazing.
So big, fat, rubber Vibram soles.
Right off.
Both of them rip right off the bottom of her hiking boots.
Love it.
And she still says,
I got this.
Well, I mean, come on. I used to hike in five fingers. I can do this. Within 1 minute,
yeah.
the toe is sticking through the bottom of the shoe.
It's all done.
No. Okay. So... Now, remember, we're still a mile into the trail, so
right.
she has to turn around, walk a mile in that.
Switch
does
out
that,
the shoes.
Does that change our day plans?
No, no.
No.
Fuel to the fire, baby.
Because we get in the car, we yep. leave the parking lot, we drive directly to North Conway on a Saturday, not what you want to be doing,
traffic.
Folks, if anybody's driven through
Lots
there.
Lots of people.
The traffic god smiled on us. We got to right to EMS, which was the first store we came to. She bought new hiking boots.
Very good.
And a new backpack.
And
because that's what you'd do.
You don't say no.
And then you drive straight. Oh, then your family eats their lunch, which they had planned to eat at the top in yeah. the car in the parking
which
lot.
Which is fine.
It's fine. Refill our water bottles.
Back out.
Back out. 2 hours later.
Blam.
Whole trail. Whole mountain, baby.
All to you.
You it just was did great. It.
Did you get the 360 degree view?
We did.
Did you get to take pictures?
We did.
Right.
I have a picture with my HW Wire t-shirt.
I know the one you're speaking of. Now I understand everything.
Yes, you've seen that picture.
I've seen that
on
picture.
On the Facebook.
On the Book of Face.
One other thing I did, Peter.
Oh, okay.
I told you about how crazy I've gotten when I went to do some business travel and met some people at 6 in the morning.
You have been creating
running.
Your own movement.
No, I've been following others and taking them up on opportunities that I never would have done before.
You've been stealing other thunder.
So I did this with running at 6 o'clock in the morning in Philadelphia. I've
Love
done it.
It
with the November Project, which still baffles me.
Amazing.
Did I mention that Andrew and I, on our vacation, went to go run stadiums on a Wednesday morning at 6:30?
Did I mention I ate a sub almost every day you were gone?
How was your sub today?
So good.
Or hoagie.
Today was falafel.
Your
it's
hero.
It's delicious.
Falafel.
It's delicious.
Shawarma?
Delicious. Falafel.
I love chicken shawarmas.
Anywho, so you ran the stadiums, but that's not your story.
Listener Liz
okay,
was at the same conference center that we were at for a week, a place called Geneva Point Center, a very dear family place. My kids are fourth generation devotees of this place. Something right. very special to my heart. 200 acres, a mile and a half of waterfront on
There's
Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire.
There's a lot happening right now. In the
Wonderful
story.
Place.
Okay. And Liz says, hey, big
hey,
fan.
Love the podcast.
Big fan.
Big fan. And I say, let's go running tomorrow. Little do I know, okay, little do I know Liz is halfway into her marathon training for a marathon in October.
Okay.
How far into my marathon training am I?
You're not.
How?
That's probably tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to give it Wednesday probably.
It's 3 weeks actually.
Yeah.
So I'm, no. The I had run once in the previous week with my cousin, Coach Bexta Runs, okay?
Yes.
Who crushed me in a 5 mile, 90 degree run in Vermont up and down a mountain.
Because she's fit, Brian.
I'm trying to have a conversation with her.
No, that's ridiculous.
And
that's
all I'm doing is sweating all over myself at 7 in the morning. feeling horrible.
Right.
So this happens again with listener Liz, who we go for this beautiful run.
What do you think going in, what you're going to do, like a fiver, six?
No, please.
Three.
This is 6:30 in the morning on my vacation.
You'd be I'm lucky like, to
let's
get
do
three,
a little
three to the diner so you can get flapjacks?
One, we're way out in the woods.
Three to the...
There's no nothing.
Three to the bagel shack? They have a bagel shack out there?
No.
They, the Schmear?
They don't the know anything about bagels.
It's just three to the beaver dam?
That now you're talking. So it's 1.5 loop. We do one. You know why I don't run at 6:30 in the morning, Peter?
You're very tired.
You know why I don't.
You're not a morning person.
The other reason.
You have to take the stuff.
You have to take
the natural. The natural
processes.
Things have to happen for you.
So we did this like three or four times. Every single time in the first loop. And she's on a mission.
No, she's got to get her
she's
numbers.
Marathon training.
Yeah, she's got
to
need her
she's
numbers.
She's like, I have to run this many miles. And I'm like, I have to go over to this little cabin and use its facilities.
Right.
And then I can go back and run again. Very embarrassing for me.
It's all right. Brian, I'd like to start a new segment called Inside the Medical Tent with Dr. Rebecca Breslow.
Let me see if I have a bumper for that. Hang on just a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
That's never gets old.
I need a run.
10 cc's of running. Stat. So, although Dr. Rebecca can't be here in person, but she will be in future episodes, she did give some medical advice to me personally about my Achilles.
She did. And you totally...
blew it off.
Salaciously gave... a bad interpretation of the advice I gave you.
I did.
You were like, Brian said run 4 miles and then walk one.
Brian said chew on a nail.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Put this wallet in your mouth and just suffer through
bear
the pain.
Bear down,
just don't
man.
Bite your tongue.
No. Her advice was, hey, run for 10 minutes. Pretty much walk for at least a minute.
Right.
And in my world, that translates at my current pace, seriously, to about run a mile and then walk for about 2 minutes, really, is what I do. And then I run another mile. And that's what I've been doing these last couple of weeks for the small miles that I've been doing. I'm not really into training, but I will say that it's keeping my tendon functional, and it's keeping it, I believe, on a path to healing.
Well, I think you need to visit the doctor's
office. I understand. I'm headed there very shortly. But
excellent.
To all our listeners who are much smarter than I, if you want to send in your questions for Dr. Rebecca, we will even take them. This is how easy we're going to make it. Just send us an audio file, 30 seconds long. Hey,
voice memo.
Voice memo, record that. Attach that to an email. Send.
That's right. And also, you can send questions for Dr. Rebecca.
Please.
But also, just anything about the show. Questions for Peter and I.
Sure.
Anecdotes about running.
Any of our previous guests, we can reach out to them.
Anything that you want to be to know more about or you want to hear about.
And they can just find that link right on the site at hwirt.com. There's an email site. It's howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com.
That's the one.
It's that easy.
Nice.
Hey, Brian.
Sir.
I think it's time to app that up.
Let's app that up. So the app in question is called Strava.
And we like it.
And there's an HWYRT club.
Yes, there is.
To which I have been posting very pathetic numbers.
Now, here's my thing about how this app works.
But people have been giving me kudos.
And that's wonderful.
Exciting.
And let me tell you,
I would
give you kudos. I don't know how to find you.
Have you joined the HWRT club?
I thought I started it.
I maybe not.
Maybe I didn't. And I think we might have to reach out to Paul Davies, resident expert.
And figure out what the heck is going on.
What the heck is going on.
Well, it took me about a month to figure out that I can just take my Garmin watch.
Yes.
And there's a way to go into my Garmin app and say,
just send it
do
on
you
out.
Want to share with Strava? Because the first time I did it, I had to recreate.
It's a whole thing.
Take my stats from my Garmin.
Put it on over.
And I said, this is not going to happen.
And I agree with you.
Make it easier.
I have finally figured that out. So now when I talk to my Garmin app, it's automatically talking to my Strava app. That's fabulous.
But we're not seeing each other.
I don't know how to see you, Brian.
Arr.
All right. We're working on that.
You know, this is almost an app that up. Two people that I spent the last week with.
Yeah.
Very fit people.
This is out in the wilderness.
Very fit people.
Yeah.
People that when they say, hey, you want to go for a hike? You should probably say, oh, I have a stomach ache.
Are they so fit
Yeah.
that, like, by comparison, you're extremely fit.
I'm
next
not.
To no, next to me.
That's not true.
No, it absolutely is true, and I'm fine with that.
We're equals.
It's fine. Are these people ridiculously fit compared to you?
Do you know, you've heard the term body fat?
Yeah. I can't hear you. Wait, let me move the body fat out of my ears.
Glide Army.
So one person in question doesn't actually have any.
Like, that's a fact. That's not an opinion.
No. That's right.
Okay.
All muscle and sinew.
And bone.
And lungs and heart.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the point. So listener Liz and my friend Bob, who I spent a lot of, both of them I spent a lot of time exercising with this week.
Yeah.
Were absolute proponents,
yes.
devotees,
yes.
to heart rate training.
Oh, interesting.
Where you strap the heart rate monitor on to
yes.
your chest.
Yes.
And there's an entire regime. Now, I have, and I've talked with other runners about this. So there's a split camps, right?
Sure.
And I've said, you know, there is a point at which data, for me, I only need so much.
Sure.
I know I'm supposed to run my slow mile slow.
Yeah.
My fast mile. Give me a plan. To, you know, I'm.
Give me a calendar. I'll mark it down. Here we go.
I can barely make it through the day as it is.
You are a disaster.
Too much information. Give me a break. However, this is what happened. They said, look, what you're probably doing is running in the gray zone. You're probably spending all of your time in like this medium high zone where you should be actually running much, much slower.
Oh, really?
Your heart rate should be slower. And then what happens is between running many, many miles at a very slow, comfortable pace, and this yes. is all set by your heart rate.
Yes, yes.
Not you know, your actual heart rate.
Yeah.
And then doing some speed training
okay.
where you get up to your anaerobic threshold.
Big time, yes.
Throw a little science in here.
Yep.
And there's a lot of it behind this.
Yep.
Between those two things, in the long run, you actually will reduce your minute per mile. Your pace will increase, in other words, but your effort level will remain the same. The other part is recovery, is that recovery supposedly is much, much better. But it takes a while to get there. So, you know, I'll probably be running some 11-minute miles.
Right.
If I'm doing this, because you got to really crank it down. But after 6 weeks, hopefully, the idea is, or 8 weeks, that I'll be running, I'll feel like I'm running an 11-minute mile, but I'm really running a 9-minute mile or even an 8.5. So that would be pretty sweet.
Were they helpful with you, because I'm really a layman on this, other than when I see my beats per minute on a device, say at the gym.
Right.
Were they telling you what was a good range to be in?
Well, the whole point is that it's individual.
Yeah.
That to be completely scientific about this, you have to actually get your anaerobic threshold, and that requires, you know, like a doctor standing next to you while you're running on a treadmill, and yeah. they take your blood like every minute or so.
Okay.
There's chemicals that are released. Nobody does this except,
right.
you know, major athletes.
So do you look at a thing and
say, so there's some charts that will help you. I believe it's something like take the number 220 minus your age.
Okay.
And that's your anaerobic threshold, which is, you know, but it's going to be different for everybody.
Sure.
So there, you could also find your highest heart rate level.
Yeah.
But you may be risking death or stroke
in doing
by
so.
Doing so. So seriously, I mean, I would not.
No. So like when you do when you do Charlie's Animal Walk, you're probably scratching that.
You probably are, or a hill workout.
Well, that's what exactly, a deep hill workout.
It's potentially that. And I think we often equate effort, perceived effort, with results.
And that's
the
not
idea
necessarily the case,
is
right?
that
yeah.
training is training, racing is racing.
Right.
And you need to treat them much, much,
much
differently.
Yeah.
Whereas for early, first-time marathoners
sure.
like us,
yeah.
as we were, you're just trying to say, like, could I actually run for four
yeah.
hours at 9 minutes?
Can I do this?
Can I do this?
Right.
And that's how you run all your training runs.
So basically, your marathon run is the last big training run, really.
Correct, exactly.
You don't take it any differently.
Whereas this is saying, no, most of your miles should be really slow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're burning what you need to be burning, and you're not exhausting yourself, you're recovering well, and you're eventually, over time,
yeah.
you'll actually be speeding up without even knowing it, intermingled with the hill and speed workouts, which are also, in this case, if you're doing it very strictly,
yeah.
by heart rate. So I need to investigate a little more.
Does this make you want to purchase a device with a heart monitor?
Amazon's delivering me one tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
I was so sold on their success stories.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
I've thought about it. I've thought about it because if I'm going to wear the watch anyway.
It already is going to sync up with my watch.
I know.
No more, nothing else to buy.
I know.
Can I drop a little secret on you?
I don't know, can you?
Bexter runs.
Becca Lipscomb.
Has agreed to coach me for this. Here we go.
Fine. You know what?
Do you know what that means?
It means you'll finish, probably.
It means I'm going to be exhausted. And
All the time.
But I'll have somebody saying, you can do it. And I'll be like,
catch the chicken rock.
Yeah.
That's what you have going on.
Right.
You got Burgess Meredith over in the corner telling you to hold up back on the left. Hold back. Hold back.
Now give it to him. Come on, Rocky.
That's not what he said.
I don't know.
Murder him.
Creed was a good movie.
Creed was a good movie. And we should have a new segment called, hey, things you should go watch when you're not listening to HWRT. Hey, go see Creed. Rent it. Borrow it from somebody. It's a good movie. Damn it.
When I saw that movie, I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I said, Oscar.
Well, yeah, because it's awfully good. It's shockingly good.
Didn't happen.
No, but it's shockingly good. You have been out in the wilds of New Hampshire, so you've been gone these last few weeks. While you were gone, Netflix gave us the gift of 8 episodes of a show called Stranger Things. You should stop recording this show right now.
Go watch.
Stand up and go watch all 8 hours.
Hold on. Is this the 1980s?
1983. It's 1983. Okay. That's all I'll say about it. And it's perfect. It's a show we don't deserve. That's how good
it
is.
What is it called?
Stranger Things.
I will tell you, I watched the first episode with my kids.
Uh-huh.
I kept pausing it.
Because?
And saying, girls, when I was your age,
yeah,
this is actually all what it was like.
This is what it looked like.
This is what it...
That
like,
was my bike.
I know that there's crazy things that happen. It's like a horror kind
that
of story. I only got into the first episode.
That was my jacket. But if you take
the aesthetic of the bike...
It was perfect.
And at one point, the kids are like, look at that huge headlight he has on that silly BMX bike. I'm like... Yeah, I had that headlight on my BMX bike.
They got one thing wrong.
What's that?
But you haven't gotten to the episode in which it's wrong.
Okay.
It's a prop they use. I'm going to wait a little bit, let you catch up.
Okay.
I'll drop that on you another episode.
Are we going to make a bumper for Stranger Things?
I don't think we should because it's its own thing. But I do think it's okay to talk about things other than running when we're in the mood. And we just did that.
I agree.
So go watch that.
Hey folks, this is Brian. I just want to tell you, we're working on the store. It's going to be really incredible. The products are going to be insane. The options, we've listened to you. We know you want choices in colors, choices in styles, choices in products. I think we're going to be able to deliver all of that.
Literally thousands of options.
And you'll be able to use a credit card like a normal person, unlike the system we've had.
You mean the thing where people have shot money orders via rocket, and if the parachute lands close to our mailing zip code, we might get them?
I still like the plan where on Saturdays I run around Boston with a backpack full of t-shirts and people have to find me.
I like that too.
Then we do a little commerce.
I like that too.
On a side street.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
No, the store's coming. I just want to let y'all know that. Peter.
Hello.
You're injured.
A little bit.
You don't have a diagnosis.
Self-diagnosis, but not really. I'm not a medical professional,
as
you know.
That's worthless.
Yeah, thank you.
What can we expect from you in the days and weeks to come?
In all seriousness, I will be seeking medical attention this week, and I will hopefully get a true prognosis. And my guess is I will have to... Do a form of physical therapy around this injury and perform other cardiovascular things to sort of keep my stamina up that involve not actually running. And then hopefully I can do an abbreviated training plan and still do New York.
I'm going to guess
that
one of the recommendations is going to be electric stimulation. To the area.
I don't know what that is. Like a taser?
If you hear the word electric stem.
Electric stem.
I think stem.
Is it like electric slide?
If you can dance that, then you can train for a marathon. You don't have any Achilles problems.
There's no problem. I did do a good deal
of... It's electric.
Ooh, thank you. I did do a good deal yesterday... No, Friday, sorry. Of Wii golf with my son. And I crushed him.
How's your lower back?
On nine holes. My lower back's good right now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The Wii golf gets me in the shoulders.
I also crushed him in wakeboarding.
Wait, what? In real wakeboarding or Wii wakeboarding?
No, it's a Wii.
I've never done that.
It's phenomenal.
We had a Wii for many years. We never got past Wii Sports, the free disc.
The free one,
get.
Yeah. No, this is like
it's,
one of the...
But it's really quite a fantastic
I believe
product.
This is Wii Sports Resort.
I believe that actually you now own my Wii system. I think I gave it to you.
I may own it.
Because it was covered in dust.
And stickers.
Yeah.
There were a lot of stickers on the one you gave me.
I believe that.
Thank you for that.
Hey.
This has been episode 39.
Love it.
How was your round today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould? Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. Listeners, please contribute to the show with your questions, comments, and voice memos. For email and social media links, go to our website, howisyourruntoday.com. Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. I keep mine fogged in at the top of Mount Washington. But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked. And if you love HWRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free and easier than running at 6:30 every morning of your vacation. Hey, Peter.
A little factoid, that picture of me in the pool is in Jeff Cronenberg's pool.
Hottest day of the year?
It was pretty much, yeah.
Have a good run today.
You too.
Good to see you, buddy. I'm going to tell you one more thing, Peter.
I can't hear you. Wait, let me move the body fat out of my ears.